This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. This is a Gulf Story moment, and my name is Christian Garman from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. Joining us now, one of my favorite guests, Mike Toman, Museum Manager and Research Associate for UWF's Florida Public Archaeology Network. And whenever Michael's on, we're talking about pirates. How are you, Michael?
I'm great. It's good to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to have you back. So we've talked some about the legend of Billy Bowlegs. We talked about pirates in the Gulf of Mexico. And I wanted to talk a little bit about sort of the legalities around pirates. I mean, we've all seen the movies. It seems like they come in, they do some really bad stuff, and they get away. But I guess from time to time, they get caught, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, the ones that weren't as successful, those are the ones that got caught. Yeah.
And they full on go to trial, I mean, just as you'd expect today. I mean, so what was that process like? How did that work?
Yeah, it depends on, you know, the kind of time period that you're looking at and what, you know, international body is overlooking it. So, you know, of course, in the Gulf of Mexico, really you're dealing with, particularly in the early 1800s, the kind of time period that I've looked at, mainly U.S. federal courts, but also there were British courts, there were Spanish courts that were all, you know, and basically, you know, of course, piracy was illegal in all of those nation states.
So. Okay, well, before we move on, let's talk about that. Piracy was illegal. Why don't you tell us what... What specifically? What is piracy? I mean, what did that mean?
Sure, yeah. I mean, and, you know, there's been different definitions over the years. But, you know, basically piracy is the unlawful taking of one ship to another. Mm-hmm. So it's just basically robbery on the sea. Now, there was a kind of legalized version of piracy that existed since the High Middle Ages, basically existed legally all the way up until the 1850s. It was actually written into the U.S. Congress as part of the Articles of Congress as one of their powers. But that's a legal term called privateering.
Privateering.
And so this was completely legal. Privateering was basically a privately armed ship that was given legal permission by a host nation to attack the merchant ships of a country it was currently at war with. So there was an entire legal framework set up. They had rules for the privateers, you know, where they were supposed to take the ships, how they were supposed to treat the merchant ship captains, and a whole legal process involved in that. But particularly in the early 19th century, early 1800s, the kind of line between legal privateering and piracy was very blurred. In fact, it kind of always had been. You can find cases where, you know, privateers acted just like pirates who were not only attacking countries that their letters of marque or commission said they were allowed to, but attacked, you know, any vessel they came across and did some bad stuff. So,
Andrew, so those were the legalized version, you know, privateering. Going back, I wanted to talk a little bit. We were talking about notable cases around, again, kind of going back to Northwest Florida. Any notable pirate cases where they went to trial here?
Sure. Yeah, actually there was. In fact, so like you said, during this time period, there was hundreds of cases that went to trial at federal district courts around the United States because it was piracy was a federal crime. But yeah, so in 1821, there was a pirate ship that was brought in. At the time, though, the judge of the federal court of West Florida said, you know, I don't have a prosecutor, I don't have a marshal, and in fact, with the treaty that we're under right now, we can't actually try them under U.S. law. So that case actually ended up going to New Orleans, even though they first brought them here, and that was the USS Hornet brought them over here. But then a year later, there was a new judge that West Florida had, a guy named Henry Marine Brackenridge, and a ship off the coast of Cuba, USS Peacock, did catch an alleged pirate ship called the Carmen, and actually brought those 18 Spanish sailors here to Pensacola to be tried here. And they were tried in the Pensacola court in 1823.
And they were found?
They were found not guilty. And in fact, what's really interesting, if you look at those cases from this time period, particularly out of places like out of Baltimore, where there was a lot of support for the American revolutionary countries that had revolted against Spain, almost half of those cases in one study actually were found not guilty. Hmm. So number one, it was hard to prove. You know, it was hard. You had to have witnesses. You know, you had to actually see it happen. But also there were some sympathy for the revolutionary causes that some of these, you know, guys that were kind of balancing being privateers but also sort of acting like pirates, there was some public sympathy for them as well. And in fact, the judge of that case was sympathetic to that revolutionaries who were fighting in South America.
So interesting, Michael, and certainly appreciate the stories. That's Mike Toman, of course, the Museum Manager and Research Associate for UWF's Florida Public Archaeology Network. I'm Christian Garman from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.